This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Enemies Within: Communists, the Cambridge Spies, and the Making of Modern Britain, by Richard Davenport Hines, read by Richard Trinder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Aims. In planning this book and arranging its evidence, I have been guided by the social anthropologist Sir Edward Evans Pritchard. Events lose much, even all, of their meaning if they are not seen as having some degree of regularity and constancy, as belonging to a certain type of event, all instances of which have many features in common, he wrote. King John's struggle with the barons is meaningful only when the relations of the barons to Henry I, Stephen, Henry II, and Richard are also known, and also when the relations between the kings and barons in other countries with feudal institutions are known. Similarly, the intelligence service's dealings with the Cambridge Ring of Five are best understood when the service's relations with other spy networks working for Moscow are put alongside them. The significance of Kim Philby, Donald MacLean, Guy Burgess, Anthony Blunt, and John Cancross, and the actions of counter-espionage officers pitted against them, make sense only when they are seen...